regelverk. Jag är min egen chef. Jag brukade pusha mina demotracks på CDR och hoppades att någon polar skulle signa mig och ge mig cash. Kan ännu skiten vara fast i musik, men en album i kliv är evigt kär. Kan ta det tvivel så satte mig tiden, men fortsätter gå min egen väg. Jag själv att gå min egen väg. För det är mannen i spegeln jag måste leva med. Försöker leva som jag lär och se det som det är. Och medan åren går så går jag på min egen väg. Jag brukar säga till mig själv att gå min egen väg. För det är mannen i spegeln jag måste leva med. Försöker leva som jag lär och se det som det är. Och medan åren går så går jag på min egen väg. Jag brukar säga till mig själv att lägga ner min själ. I mina ord varenda gång så jag presterar väl. Vill inte längre säga något som inte är något värt. Ge mig ett skäl till varför jag inte redan är där. Ha?
Wandering Rhythms. Oh, yes. We are in Sweden, Västra Götaland. Yeah, province of about 1.6 million humans. And we just heard a very high-quality psych rock kraut funk band. Yeah, some guys go by Central Studet. And they recently did a split LP with The Mirrors, a group from America, yes, from Tucson, Arizona. And on their side, the Swedish side of the album, we heard a song called Vegas Bodega. No, it's Vegas Bodega. Wow, the apostrophe changes everything. Sometimes it's not there. Vegas Bodega makes more sense to me. So, yeah, music that came out this past January. Yeah, really cool stuff. And there's a whole prog scene in Sweden, alive and well in Gothenburg. Yeah, before that piece of music, we heard, oh yeah, some hip-hop, some real classy stuff by Victor H., also of Gothenburg, the song Minvag, just a single. And I like the Swedish language in hip-hop. It's cool. Very nice. I mean, they're experts in English, too, but I like it Swedish better. Does that make me weird? I don't know. Before that, we heard Dub Mood. And he's now based in Marseille, but from Gothenburg. The song Svenska Akademien, Falsk Matematik Version 2, a single with hip-hop and Game Boys, Symphony of Game Boys. Yeah, it's cool. And he actually is a self-proclaimed influential hacker. He was part of a collective called Razer 1911, one of the infamous hacker groups, apparently one of the longest running in the world, hacking software. Yeah, so he's legit making chiptune music, definitely. Yeah, Dub Mood. And next we'll hear some more rock music by three women and a man, a foursome here, in other words, called Del 3, and they're from Gothenburg, as are most of these bands. We're going to hear a song from their new album, Naturna som aldrig tas oss någonstans. Yes. Two-headed crow on the album cover, and this came out in April. The song Delig Vana. Wandering Rhythms here. A little bit more Swedish goodness for you.
Jag river bilder av dig för jag hatar jag säger $1,000,000. Tillsammans kan de aldrig bli det. Hur man än lägger ihop det, får man bara en miljon idioter. $1,000,000 kommer aldrig leva som en. Om vi inte vaknar upp i drömmen, för bara döda fiskar går med strömmen. Vetenskapens värld, säg mig vad resultatet är. Om du tar en skolgång fylld av mobbning och besvär, addera sida känslan av att livet vart misär. Sen tar du situationen gånger ett automatgevär. Ta en månad utan jobb plus en direktning, minus en försäkring, det är lika med ny beräkning. Det blir en hemlös individ. Det är ingen svår matematik att säga $1,000,000. Tillsammans kan de aldrig bli det. Hur man än lägger ihop det, får man bara en miljon idioter. $1,000,000 kommer aldrig leva som en. Om vi inte vaknar upp i drömmen, för bara döda fiskar går med strömmen. Min vän har ett dilemma, för vägarna är två. Ska han svälja sin stolthet, vara trevlig och gå? Eller sätta hårt mot hårt som innebär av fyra stålar. De har levt många hundår, bara fem inlås. Han säger nu ska de statueras exempel. Han är så sjukt trött på att bli spottad på. 9 månader tar livet att bli till, men blott en tiondel sekund slocknar de på. Tillsammans kan de aldrig bli det. Hur man än lägger ihop det, får man bara en miljon idioter. $1,000,000 kommer aldrig leva som en. Så vakna upp i drömmen, för bara döda fiskar går med strömmen.
Can't get any smoother than that. That was Captain Rod. I don't know if he's ever sailed the seven seas, but the song is called $1,000,000, which I very skillfully translated, and it means 1,000,000 zeros. Don't know what he's saying there, but yeah, that was, I don't know, sometimes it just makes me smile to hear somebody who has no business singing in a Jamaican accent, in a language that has nothing to do with English or Jamaican English. Well, he's doing it anyways, Captain Rod. And that video actually has 3 million views, so I guess, well, he's got some fans outside of Sweden too. So Captain Rod, right there, that was from 2010. Yeah, some very authentic reggae with synthesizers, and yeah, fellow from Gothenburg there. And before that, we heard somebody else from Gothenburg, goes by Zebutom. So more chiptune music, pretty funky for chiptune. And the song Jasmine White from Zebutom's 2015 record, Redux 34. Yeah, so a couple of chiptune artists in Gothenburg. I wouldn't say it's a revolution, but at least a few. At least a few. Two is an army for chiptune. Before that, though, we heard, oh yes, some hard rockin', almost metal, Del 3 with the song Delig Vanna, new music, also from Gothenburg. And, well, we have time for one last piece of music, and I'm going to play one of my faves, a man named Gustav Estes, who grew up in town called Lana in the Skövde municipality in the county of Västergötland. So he was born in a rural place, went on to form a project called Dungen, or Dungen, which means the grove in Swedish, and now he's traveled the world, been through many times here. I've seen him play a couple times live, and he's great. Plays the flute, plays a whole bunch of instruments, grew up listening to hip-hop. He says that was his punk music when he was a young man, and he got into sampling and then decided he wants to just play all the instruments instead of having to sample. He wants to learn how to play the guitar, drums, keyboards, and amazing piano player too. So anyways, Gustav now lives in Stockholm, I believe, and he still writes all the songs and records all the parts on his albums. But he has a full band when he travels. So yes, Gustav from Västergötland province. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this trip through southwestern-ish Sweden. It's been fun. It's been a good time, and I'm glad to hear that there's some weird stuff happening in Sweden. I've long thought that this Finnish held a great advantage over there in terms of weirdness, but some weirdos in Sweden too. Great job, guys. So here we go. From the newest album of Dungen, Haxan here. And the song called Ahmed Flieger. Yes, it goes along to the Touchstone 1926 animated feature, The Adventures of Prince Ahmed, the oldest surviving full-length animated feature. Here's Ahmed Flieger by Dungen. Wandering Rhythm signing off. Much love to all humans far and wide.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Author and illustrator Becca Rowland likes to keep an eye out for cardinals. Her mom loves them and is pretty good at finding them, too. Becca didn't know how she did it until they realized their mom was birding by ear.
She was visiting me one day and a bird was singing in a tree and her whole body went on alert and she was like, there is a cardinal. And she looked around until she could find it. And I realized that I had no idea what a cardinal sounded like. So I made it my mission to learn, so that I could then tell my mother that I had found her favorite bird.
At first, Becca looked to field guides for help identifying the songs of her neighborhood birds, like blue jays. But technical descriptions like harsh, grating, and shrill never quite clicked.
But if I told you that if it sounds like a rusty hinge being moved back and forth, that's a blue jay.
They learned to connect new birds with familiar sounds.
It had to be a real sound that I could describe to a person and they would know what it is in their head. And it was just my brain's way of making sense of these random noises that I was hearing.
Becca compiled their hilariously accurate ways to identify birds in the new book, Bird Talk. Now, when Becca hears a bird that sounds like a siren going off, she knows to look for her mom's favorite bird. The Northern Cardinal. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.